Welcome back to the GVO Talk Show, the good vibes only talk show. On today's episode, I have a very interesting and diverse conversation with my good friend Drew. We talk about random sports I found on the internet. We wonder if the Roman soldiers might have been gay. We discuss some of our bucket list items. We go down a complete Egyptian rabbit hole, talking about aliens, the Vatican, and this is only the tip of the iceberg. As usual, we are uncut, unfiltered, and uncensored. Enjoy today's episode.
How clever do we have to be?
We don't. We can actually be Neanderthals.
Yeah, like, fantastic.
We don't need to be clever. That's the best part.
We need to be interesting.
Yeah. The conversation doesn't need to be good. It just needs to be conversation of just talking things. Shit.
Okay.
That's like,
as
sort
long
of
as it's good vibes.
Only.
And only good vibes.
Only,
okay.
Yeah. No,
nothing
I
else. Yeah.
I actually, as I'm like with a fellow South African, I haven't talked about the Drikkers fight on air at all.
Sick. Yeah.
Well, did you watch the fight?
Yes.
Tell me, like, run me through.
Bright and early in the morning as well.
What it was like. Bro, I pulled
you
the all-nighter. I pulled the all-nighter. What I was thinking? No idea.
So you went from the box game into, like, stayed up all night and then watched the all of the fights.
Have you seen that meme of, like, good luck for the South Africans who powered through 18
oh, yes,
hours.
18 hours. Yeah, exactly. Until
Drikkers
kicked his ass as well.
Yeah, you did kick. Fourth round, good knockout.
Dude just doesn't get tired. That's the thing. Oh, well, he gets tired and he just doesn't stop.
No, because
so
the fight was so interesting. This fight was so... Firstly, why I, like, stayed up the whole night? No idea. Fights were good, though. There were a few, like, nice fights to watch.
Was it a bit of, like, beer powering you through the night?
A little bit.
Like,
a little bit.
Just,
just to chill. I don't know. Keep myself busy. And
keep the
that was a,
turning.
And when the sun started coming up at like 5, I was like, okay, now sleep
like,
is not happening. Now
yeah, exactly.
Need to
it's too late now. We're committed already.
Yeah. But I watched the fight and see, I thought Drikkers was going to lose at a point. Like, of course I was backing my boyki from the start because you can't be like a fake South African.
Yeah.
Round one, round two, good. And then like third round, you started like,
yeah, just throwing bombs like a bar fight.
Yeah.
It's so hard to say, because we obviously love the guy, but he's very difficult to watch when he fights, you know what I mean? Like, it's not pretty. It's awkward and weird, and it makes me think, yeah, I don't want to fight like him, but he wins every time.
How
by
it works,
knockouts.
I don't know how it works, because he just like lunges in and like just throws punches.
Yes.
Like, there's no, doesn't look like there's thought going on. Like, there's no brain activity. It's
just
like
forward. I'll just eat punches on my way in.
Do you know how many fights I think he got into in the strip in Pretoria?
Oh, he's from Pretoria. Right?
Yeah, he's from Pretoria. The strip is like,
yeah,
almost
the place for it.
It's like,
yeah,
how many fights do you get in there?
It's basically
he
definitely, a cage. Yeah.
He ran that place. He was like the main fighter. He was just like,
he probably killed people at the strip. Drikkers, if you're listening to this, I'm sorry for incriminating you.
No
worries.
No, he definitely
because the strip, a lot of people get into fights at the strip.
You were studying in Pretoria for a while.
Yeah, I was at Turks. And every night someone would need to go to the ambulance or get stitches. It was ridiculous. So, I don't think he goes there anymore. Now he's hanging out with the best of the best. He must be going to, I don't know, what's a better place than the strip? Literally anywhere else. Literally anywhere
think
else.
Think of something and it's better probably.
Exactly.
Like, and the strip just went down. Like, I think there's like constant stabbings and like phones getting stolen.
So
a
when
bunch
I was
of stuff
there,
happens there.
Yeah. When I was there, it was just like the first and second year when it opened. And it was cool because it was all these different places. And now I think it's just run by the Algerian mob. At least that's the rumor.
Must be the Algerian mafia,
which is super weird. But people get spiked, free drugs, and who knows what else goes on there? It's crazy.
It's not the first time I've heard of people like, yeah, I got spiked. Free drugs. Can't remember anything.
It definitely wasn't meant for me. I mean, like, who would want to date rape me? But still, it's free drugs. Yeah.
And was it also as bad back in the day as it is now? If you need to compare the two?
I don't know how long you've been there. But my brother was there. You haven't met John T, have you?
No, I've not. I've heard a lot of good things about John T.
Probably some not so good things as well. But yeah, we need to get him over
here. Don't keep that on air.
Yeah, exactly. No, so he stopped going to strip like a year after I left because he said it got too whack. So they figured out other cool places. And there's a bunch of friends
in that study in Pretoria. Yeah. They don't even go to the strip anymore. Like they can't even. I have this one really good friend. His name is Tian.
Yeah.
And somehow always on a night out, we get lost. Like we lose him or he loses us. But we lost him at the strip.
Tian sounds like the name of a guy who wants to fight. So I can sort of see where this is going.
No, he's a sweetheart.
Okay. He's like you.
Yeah, he doesn't. We don't fight. We're not fighters. We lovers.
Exactly. Yeah.
He gets lost, and apparently he sees someone like get stabbed in front of him. Like it's just ridiculous. And that's like just what happens at the strip, I guess.
Oh, I'm not surprised.
But there's a lot of new places. I think I talked with a few friends when I went back. Like it's called like Brew House or something. I don't know.
Brow House, maybe.
I may be butchering the name, but it's around about something with a house.
Fokof Bar is there as well.
Yeah, Fokof Bar is cool. That's cool. Those, I want to see them play. I want to see like Francho van Cope.
Yes.
Like play live at his own bar. That would be sick.
They must have done that on like the opening.
No, 100%. They've done it multiple times.
Oh.
I've just not been there.
We just
what have I been doing?
We're wasting our lives.
Yeah. Have I been living?
Yeah. Let's go now, actually.
Catch a flight. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Well, if we had got the Wizz Air Unlimited, okay, not going to get us back to South Africa, but close.
That deal is actually insane.
Yeah.
That's insane. For those who don't know, like Wizz Air, I want to say like a few weeks ago, they just dropped all you can travel pass for like a year.
Yeah.
And it's like 500 euros.
499 euros for all you can fly for a year, which is ridiculous.
That is great.
Like,
do you know what I was... maybe this is just my reasoning.
If we had the money.
Of course, I don't have money for that. But my reasoning of not being able to afford it was like, do you know what? It's okay. Because in 3 months, like, World War III will break out. Oh, and then you can't take flights anymore. That like, was negative.
I need to study for my exams. World War III is going to break out. Yeah, I don't need to get insurance on my phone or laptop. World War III is going to break out.
Yeah,
exactly.
Water and electricity? What the fuck is that?
We need to learn how to survive off the grid anyways. We should get rid of electricity now.
Yeah, just like fire, like sticks and fire. But that was my mindset. I think this is just like me like going through my head and be like, you know what? It's okay. I don't have it. But it's actually, I wish I had it. So I'm just making up an excuse.
Yeah, we're retroactively.
A pretty intense excuse.
Yeah.
Do you know what? We were talking about earlier today. I wanted to bring up the Italian like sport thing I saw.
Yes.
On Instagram.
Yeah.
So it was called like the Calcio Storico Fiorentina.
Yeah.
What does that mean? It's a bunch of men.
Yeah.
It's probably the manliest sport ever. They described it as rugby and football mixed. No. It's like guys standing straight in front of each other. Yeah. Like 10 oaks. Battering each other. Like how? Wait.
Calcio Storico.
I was literally... We're checking a... Check this. I was... It's a bunch of grown men
just
battering each other.
Just going to war.
Physical battles, like the guy literally commentates. It's
There must be so much blood.
So, oh! It's like bare-knuckle fighting. Like, look at that.
Yeah. Absolute monster. If we lived there, would you do it?
No, not at all.
No?
It's like bare-knuckle
fighting.
You'd
be good at it.
No, you might lose a bunch of brain cells. I don't think you'll, like... You'll do, like, 2 seasons of this, and then you'll, like...
Yeah.
Just be brain dead. But it's bare-knuckle fighting... And
there's a ball involved somewhere.
And like the goal is, so I was like looking a bit into it. The goal is to get the guy.
Did you look at the score, like how the scoring works?
No, I have no idea.
Okay, yeah, carry on.
I just know like the strategy is the line of people that are like fighting one another.
Yeah.
They need to like get each other down. Like they need to wrestle. So they're boxing and then they wrestle. Because as soon as you're on top of the other guy, no homo.
Yeah.
You can like you can easier pass the ball around and stuff like that, and that makes it.
But you have to put the ball. Does it have to like? There must be a goal that you have to put it into on the other side.
It's like I think it's like a post or something.
Okay.
That you need to like.
Yeah.
Put it in. But like, how do you think of a sport like that? Like, how?
Yeah.
Where does it even come from?
So you know, you mentioned this. There's a show on Netflix called. Game Story or Game, yeah, I think it's called Game Story, and they have a bunch of these the world's most random sports, and this was on it, and I watched this with my dad during COVID. So when you mentioned it a few days ago or whatever, I was like, yes, we know this one. And it's a derivative of what the guys used to do, like the Roman legionnaires used to do to stay on top of the game and stay fit and ready for war. And that's what they're doing, and that's crazy.
Was like, that to like keep ready for war?
Yeah, I mean, it looks like a battle in and of itself.
Wait,
you
I
need to recover from that.
I quickly checked in this. Yeah, yeah. So, Calcio Storico Fiorentino, often referred to as simply Calcio, is a traditional sport that originated in Florence, Italy.
Yeah.
During the 16th century, so this is like back in the day. Its roots can be traced back to ancient Roman games
such as
Harpistum. Harpistum.
Okay.
That is, I think that's what he referred to.
I was going
to
name a sport. I'd name it that. Yeah.
Which were played by soldiers for training purposes.
It's, okay, yeah.
The game evolved into a more organized form among the Florentine
aristocracy. If this is more organized.
Who played it publicly in squares during significant festivals and events.
Yeah, and I think they still do it once a year. I think it's only once a year in... Where did you say?
Florence.
Florence. In Florence. And it's like... The south side versus the north side or something like that. That's as much as I know about it, other than just watching people beat the crap out of each other.
That sounds like the sickest rivalry.
Yes,
like once
right?
a year you meet up against the north side and the south side and you just like, let's go to town.
Yeah.
And just
let's just slam. Let's just absolutely annihilate each other.
But like these guys were built different. Like imagine this sport is like everywhere. Like people would not be able to make it, I feel like.
Yeah, you mean make it to the end of the game because they're dead?
Not like, just that, because I think you need to be super fit to be able to...
You must be so fit to do this.
Like, fighting, wrestling, running, throwing ball on sand.
Like,
they're doing it on sand.
Yes, that's one of the hardest parts. Surely it must be.
Yeah, no, it's
like... imagine playing rugby, like touch rugby on the beach.
Yeah, touch rugby.
It's hard enough.
Yeah.
Now you're going to go... punch each other in the face.
Especially if you play against like colours or something. Yes.
Yeah. Like imagine playing against Fijians.
That's
natural territory. Get them on this game. But they're too nice for this.
But
yeah.
I think back in the day like men were just built different. Like certain extent. Like you need to live. I sound like that saying of hard times make hard men.
Yeah.
Soft times make soft men. But literally... I definitely butchered that quote. 100%. But
we'll let it slide this time.
Like, during Roman times where these people were in war, that was like their sport to keep them fit.
That's what they did for fun.
Probably for fun as well.
Fun. They're like, ah, this is our Saturday afternoon. Just like, relax. No ways. They must have
you
been
and your
hard,
boys
dudes.
Meet up, just like
yeah.
start beating each other.
Exactly. It's a really cool
game.
Have you
ever heard
that show on Netflix?
Yeah, I heard it's a show on Netflix.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard that the Roman Empire, like the soldiers,
yeah.
were most probably gay?
No.
No jokes.
Okay.
No jokes. They like, they suspect, like, look at 300, the movie 300.
Yeah. Those are Greeks.
Like, no, it wasn't the Roman Empire, was it Greeks?
Yeah, that was the Spartans.
The Romans versus Spartans versus...
The Spartans versus the Persians, I believe. You can fact check me, but I'm pretty sure...
But I feel,
yeah, like
I feel
Empress...
I might be wrong there, but I've heard...
Yeah, I've heard the Greeks were a little bit...
On the leaning side.
Yeah. There's a joke that says, the Greeks invented orgies, and... Then the Romans perfected it by inviting women.
Wait, say that one more time.
The Greeks invented orgies, and the Romans perfected it by inviting women. So, so I think they were all a little bit, like, especially if you're a Roman centurion and you're going to, where do they go? Gaul, Scotland, all those places for years at a time. Surely they needed a little bit of action on the side. Like,
you just give off your boys. All the boys are like fucking jacked.
Just shredded.
You're ready to die
abs.
In war tomorrow.
Yeah.
Like,
just need a little bit of carnal release.
There
really.
Must have been like a little bit of gayness among them. Like,
I suspect
just
so.
Slightly.
Yeah. I wonder if they got punished for it or like
no,
high fives or what was
I
going
think
on.
It was so like in it, like back in the day. Like, see, I have no reference to say, oh, yeah, the Romans were gay or the Greeks
yeah.
were gay.
We have no
but
proof.
No, there's no proof. How can you prove it?
Surely the... You know what? The
HIV
Greeks...
test.
Oh, there you go. The Greeks had those like vases that they painted, though. There must be gay vases. You know, two dudes doing
like
the...
dictating or like... They're just like docking. Like,
yeah.
Two dudes, like
yeah.
a vase of just like two dudes docking,
yeah.
or like
it wraps
like,
around the whole thing.
A huge marble statue
yeah.
of like these two guys just like touching penises,
just tip to tip, just like, tip to tip.
You know that that painting of Jesus like touching like Cleopatra?
Oh,
like,
yes.
What is it called? I don't know.
You know what? We should know this.
We should probably
we should
know
the name.
But it's
the Michelangelo one with God like trying to touch
humans.
Adam?
Is it Adam? Yeah, it's probably
Adam.
Adam.
It's probably I think it's Adam, yeah.
Where they like try to touch like fingers. But instead of, yeah, yeah. It's like but instead of that
yeah.
they just like just a vase of them like touching tips.
This is devolved, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, so fucking I'm asking ChatGPT now were the Romans soldiers gay.
Please check for us. They must have been.
Like, somewhere, like, gay was not invented during LGBTQ. Like,
what?
It must have existed before that. Like,
say that again.
Okay, so gay must have been like, it must have existed before LGBTQ.
Are you saying dudes had intercourse
I've
with
always
each other.
Been gay.
Yes. Yeah,
there's
yeah.
always been like sort of like homosexuality
yeah.
happening.
Yeah.
Like
even
naturally.
In the Bible they talk about that.
The interesting fact, I'm bringing monkeys in here.
I love fun facts. Hit me.
Monkeys have homosexuality, men by men, but not women by women. So
what's the reason?
The reason why I didn't understand the reason why it's not women to women.
Is it because
dudes
but are just
men to men is dominance.
Dominance.
Alphas fucking the betas and being like, you are my bitch.
They just pipe you into submission.
Yeah. When I was in Congo, like I was just, you just walk and then randomly like the alpha would just walk and then like be in front of him like a random chump.
Yeah. Doesn't matter if it's a dude or a chick. Just
just start fucking him.
Bro.
Like no fucks given. Like not even like
just
no
just the one he was giving then.
Yeah, like
you
the top dog was just
no fucks given.
No fucks given. But like they have homosexuality in them. And maybe us
and
coming from
often.
Monkeys, you never know. Wait.
But they obviously can't only be gay, right? Does that make sense?
No, they
like
of course
chimps.
How are you going to reproduce if the whole species is gay?
Yeah, but are there chimps that are preferentially gay?
Don't know about that.
I don't think it's necessarily like, oh, please.
They don't go.
Yeah.
Oh, oh.
They
go.
They're just like, oh. I don't even know how to make game monkey noises.
Hey.
What's up? Well, you want to go buy a purse?
I'm cancelled.
Yeah, it's like 10 minutes in. You're getting cancelled.
Again. by the way, I think it's really cool that you can subtly drop into convo. Like, yeah, back when I was in the Congo. You know, back when
monkeys
when I was
are
in
fucking
Rwanda,
each other.
When I was in Rwanda, it's really cool.
So
Roman soldiers. Let's go back like 5 minutes.
Yes, exactly. So they're saying here, the question of whether Roman soldiers were gay is complex and requires nuanced understanding of ancient Roman attitudes towards sexuality, masculinity, and social hierarchy. So, in
yes
ancient
no.
Rome, yes or no?
We're getting there, okay. Carry on.
Yeah, they should... I want a bit of a shorter answer.
Chat is trying to talk your ear off.
Oh, of course. Like, just like spit it out.
Yeah.
They instead, sexual behavior was often categorized based on roles, specifically dominant. Tell me if it's yes or no.
Did you say dominance again? See?
Yeah, it was all about, it's about dominance and like
so same as
masculinity
just.
And stuff like that. It was given in like, I don't know.
So the role of the bender.
Oh yeah,
there's
books. There's books. Oxford University Press. William C. 2010, Roman Homosexuality. The book provides an extensive analysis of male same-sex relations in ancient Rome, exploring cultural attitudes and societal norms surrounding sexuality. So the Romans were gay.
I know we're interested in it because we're asking chat, but imagine being so interested that you write an entire book about it. This dude must be a really interesting guy to have at a dinner party.
Yeah, like how do you decide that, okay,
yeah,
my life's work is
yeah
going to be
looking up
if the Romans were gay.
Yeah. Looking up Roman docking. They must have been gay. Yeah.
Okay, enough of that. So, I've pretty much what we have in front of us.
Yeah.
The guys who haven't heard of the new game, it's green, orange, red. There's green questions, orange questions, red questions.
Yeah.
Of course, green being easy.
Yep.
Orange being intermediate, red being hard. As the guest today, would you be willing to take the first green question and see?
Absolutely. Am I the first one doing the segment?
No.
Okay. I don't want to do it anymore. Let's just... yes, absolutely. Yeah, pack it up. Yeah, let's
do
it.
The questions do change on a regular basis, so the odds of you picking out something new is possible.
You mean someone that... or something that someone else hasn't done?
Yes.
We did speak about this one, but let's do it again. Okay, what animal, 1v1... would you be able to beat in a street fight? I know we kind of talk about this when we drink sometimes. So it's a great question.
It's not the first time that we've discussed this question. Like, that's the sad part of it.
Yeah. Okay, 1v1. Which animal could we take in a street fight? Have you thought about an answer for this?
I think I can take on a kangaroo.
Kangaroo's a good one, because people do that.
But it, like...
as
maybe a wallaby. They'd say a wallaby.
Yeah, but wallabies are tiny, aren't
yeah
they?
That's a tiny kangaroo.
It's like saying I could beat a koala. I think I could take a koala.
I can take
a street fight.
A chihuahua.
Yeah. Hey, whoa, don't get carried away. Those things are violent.
Yeah.
They'll stab you. Okay. Biggest animal we could take in a 1v1. Dude, I do not underestimate dogs. So like a small dog we got. Medium,
no, I can,
like,
I back that.
Like, maybe a medium dog, but that's hardcore.
What is your ranges of medium dogs?
I reckon we'd take a border collie in a fight, 100%.
Beagle
but,
as well?
Yeah.
Beagle? Yeah.
Beagle could take
Labrador?
I'll curb stomp a Labrador. For all the dog lovers out there. Anytime, any place.
Me laughing as a veterinarian. Like golden retrievers, you'll probably not even need to find. Yours. They'll just like, they just love sponges.
Love but, what? Sponges.
Yeah, they're just like, oh, come, give me a hug.
Like
German Shepherd?
No
I'm
ways.
Screwed.
No way.
Have you seen like those videos of them attacking people?
Yes, like the police dogs.
Yeah, they have like whole covers on and they still like
just throw you around
in
as well.
Pain. Yeah. They scream in pain.
We had a German Shepherd, Diego, who's the goodest of boys, and he at his prime weighed between like 62 and 65 kgs, which is enormous. That's a big dog.
That's huge. For a German Shepherd, that's already on the bigger side.
He was a big dude. I'm scared of... I'd be scared to get into a fight with a cat. Like, I would win, but at what cost? Like, a house cat.
Valid point. Yeah. Like, cats are actually scary. Have you... Like, veterinarians are the scaredest of cats.
Because they know.
Because once that thing, like, flips out... Champ, you're getting like scratched everywhere.
And their reflexes are so fast. You can't beat that thing in a fight. Unless you grab it and you can keep it away from your eyes, then you might have a chance.
I don't know how factual this is, but apparently a cat's reflexes are faster than like a snake's bite.
Yes, yeah. Have you seen videos of that? That's very cool.
They are
insane. Very cool.
No wonder they were like seen as high up. Like Roman times, Egyptian times, like they were these. They were pest control.
Revered.
Yeah, they were gods. Yeah. They were the cats.
Fun fact: they were the cats. Yeah. Fun fact for you, as a vet, I'm sure you know it, but cats were the only animals to domesticate themselves. Did you know that?
Whoa!
How cool is that?
How do you domesticate yourself?
They came from the wild, and they. Allegedly, this is what I've read at least. They came from the wild and they saw humans were setting up farms or whatever, which was attracting mice and other animals. So they just started hanging out with us because there was more food. And then over time, I think we just... Humans love to pet things. So they were like, oh, I want to touch it. Probably got attacked a few times. How do we know that works as well?
Maybe that's why cats were not dependent on humans, like dogs are.
Yes.
You know, because we like took wolves and we started feeding them and like...
things.
Yeah, that...
Yeah.
Do you know what I was tripping out on the other day? Do you know that pretty much cats, dogs, and humans are probably some of the only like species... that has so many variations in phenotypes, in the way they look, than
humans.
Other. Humans too. We have white, Arab, black, Indian, up, down, left, right. We all Homo sapiens.
Down.
I'm just ranting.
Down.
We're all...
Yeah, are you with me now?
No. That, like my unplanned joke.
Don't let that extra chromosome get you down.
Like, pretty much, we have such a variety in the same species of Homo sapiens. And in like, dogs, the same
dogs
thing.
Like, dogs especially.
You have, like, compare a pug to, let's say, a German Shepherd.
Yeah.
You, what?
To a wolf.
To a wolf.
Where it started. Yeah. That's
imagine
crazy.
Like a French bulldog compared to what? How
have
do
you
even
big
get
wolves
to?
Are? Like people forget how big wolves are, but it's like it's understandable to kind of to expect it to be like a dog, but I've seen some videos and it's ridiculous how big these things are. So to turn that into a chihuahua. Humans destroyed that poor thing.
Yeah, I know. That poor genetic. Like, how did the genetic line get today?
And we bred some dogs so that they can't even breathe. You know, the... You would know the species.
Brachiocephalic. Yeah, brachiocephalic. No?
Sure, if you say so.
I think it's brachiocephalic. That's the term that you give for your pugs, French bulldogs.
Those
these ones with the flat noses.
Yeah.
They pretty much Have you ever seen a skull of a Brachiocephalic
no.
frog?
Let's check.
I'll show you. It's probably like the most disgusting thing.
Brachiocephalic.
Brachiocephalic.
What does that mean?
Skull dog. It means
like
flat
what's the
nose, I guess.
Brachy being because
cephalic
head.
Is head. It's like brain.
So brachy.
Oh, here's a great image, comparing like all the different breeds. So here you have a wolf with like
sick.
Solid
sick,
nose.
Sick. Husky not too far behind, obviously. This is ridiculous.
Tell me it doesn't look like, you know, Megamind? The,
the
minion with the fish,
yes.
Yeah?
The
minion fish,
yes.
Yeah.
Minion.
Yeah. That's like, look.
This poor thing, this English bulldog, is just screwed.
No, it's disgusting. Like, it's
shame, man.
Actually disgusting what people did to them. Like,
yeah.
I really don't like.
I don't think they expected that to happen when they started, though. They could never have imagined it would have been like that, right?
Like the first people domesticating dogs, I don't think so.
No, but even when they started selectively breeding them to be more friendly or, I don't know, attack their owners less or whatever they were doing, there's no ways they would have thought it would get to that point. Because that's bad. Like, that's a big difference, don't you think?
That's huge.
That's
you. No,
that's a different
like,
species almost.
Like, it's impossible to even imagine that until you have the end result from
yeah.
taking that to a wolf. Like,
but it's the same species.
Yeah, it's
yeah.
the same. It's
so
the same
a wolf
species.
Can go and breed.
Maybe not the same species because it's like, I think the Latin name is like
Canis
lupus
Canis
for
lupus.
A wolf.
Okay.
And then like a
Canis,
dog would be like
Canis
familiaris or something like that.
That is very cool.
I doubt it's
yeah.
that name, but I'm not even going to check it
yeah.
up. Who cares?
It's
who the fuck
come
cares?
Come on, veterinarian.
It's a wolf and a dog.
Yeah.
Who cares? but in essence, like, how do you even imagine that? But back to the brain fuck. We are like, how many other species? Dolphins look the same.
Not as us. Oh, as other dolphins. Yeah. But
yeah.
There's different species of dolphins.
Yeah, but from the
but
one
species,
the variety
yeah.
changes so much in cats, dogs, and humans.
Yes.
Like, think about other things. Like a
all,
crow is a crow. A
all
crow
leopards
is,
look the same.
All leopards,
all lions
all tigers, all lions, all elephants, all
yeah.
chimps, all anything looks the same in the same species. Like, yeah, there's like differences, but it's a different species. But dogs, cats, humans, interesting. That like brain fucked me.
Do you know a bunch of fruits have been selectively bred to look like that as well? Like the banana used to have seeds and then we bred it to not have seeds. I think watermelons we made more like fruity.
Yeah, like
we
the
made
flesh
them red.
Got more, the red got more.
Yeah, and I think red is not the natural one. I think we made it red.
Well,
the original one is yellow. I found that out recently and that's weird.
How do you make it red then?
I don't know. Find this out for us.
But
please.
Is it like the same as corn? Corn was also.
Yeah, we turned corn into something.
Yeah, corn was
different.
Not corn
yeah.
on the cob. It was like.
How did we do
a
that?
A few like pits.
Yeah.
On a,
it's like a grass.
Yeah, it was
a
grassy
or
thing.
Yeah.
I think it's. You literally just selective breeding. You like look for a certain characteristic, and as soon as you get something similar to that, you take that, you isolate those
yeah.
genes, and then you keep on breeding them.
They showed this pretty recently with foxes. They caught a bunch of wild foxes, and they bred only the friendliest ones together. And they did that, I think it's 40 generations, or 40 years, something like that. I stand to be corrected. But they have this product now, which is basically like a dog. It's super friendly to humans. And what was the word you used? Phenotypically, it looks different as well. So it's got bigger eyes, floppier ears, and it started having differences in its color. So it has like spots now, or it's black.
It looks
or
more cute, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, it must be. It must be cuter because we picked it to look cuter. which is very interesting.
That is yeah. a very interesting
and
thing.
And you can
yeah.
see the difference. I wonder if they would still be able to reproduce, but would they? Like, if you let one into the wild? I don't think so.
I think they won't survive.
Yeah.
Straight up. Like, take my dogs I have back home. My dogs yeah. I have back home. Put them in the wild. They're screwed. Mm. They would not know
they don't
what
make it.
To do.
They need food and water and belly rubs. And if they get that, they'll survive.
In nature, you don't have that. Or it's not given to you.
Yeah. And belly rubs is
essential.
A dangerous thing. Yeah.
Essential.
It's a dangerous thing to not have.
Yeah, literally.
How many people do you think it would take to beat a chimp in a fight? Come on, chimp boy.
Five?
Okay. Like a regular male.
No, but not
chimp.
Even like... You need like five strong-ass people. So
okay.
I'm talking about like UFC fighters. I want
okay.
like... I want Islam Makhachev.
Yeah.
I want Khabib Nurmagomedov. I want Dricus du Plessis
yeah.
in the front line. It's like punching.
In the front lines. He's going to get his skull beaten in. Yeah.
No. Those animals are scary,
I was watching,
brother.
I was watching, it is called the Planet of the Apes trilogy. Dude, rewatch that. It's so cool.
I watched the first one the other day. So amazing.
Interesting idea as well. But then the way you see them evolve and how they can just wreck humans, obviously it's fake, but it's so cool. You just see them like throw a human across
yeah.
the wall. Like, just, what? Just what? Yeet.
What would you, how many people do you think would it take to like beat a lion? They'd say something like that, a lion.
You know some of the people that are fighting it are going to die. Right?
That's true.
Because if it just chooses to bite down on someone, he's a goner. Yo, I don't know.
No, he's at least two or three people.
How do you
going
even?
To
how do you beat it? Like, we don't have claws or teeth.
The only strategy
choke
I can think
out.
Of, yeah, we.
Yeah.
No, you just like
pile on.
Yeah,
top of
pile
it.
On top of
yeah.
it. Like volume would, like eventually win the
just
fight.
Just overload him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
That's the only thing. But a beatable fight, let's quickly answer this. Beatable fight, I think...
12?
A kangaroo, maybe. Ostrich is a tough one.
No,
but
ostrich will wreck you.
The kick.
Yeah. If you can avoid getting kicked and you can grab it by its neck, then maybe. Then yes. I think... Imagine trying to choke that thing out.
It just slips out. Just like, you need to like...
You have to tie it in a knot. Okay, ostrich was not a bad idea. What's like a average size monkey?
Small to medium sized. No, I don't think any monkey one-on-one.
You don't think you could beat a vervet monkey in a fight?
You would end up badly.
Oh yeah,
like, you'd end
be
up
messed
badly.
Up.
Like it's like the same as a cat. Like what are you willing to...
Yeah, and they're fast. They're stronger than they look. But I still think, deathmatch, I'd beat a vervet monkey in a fight.
What
I don't
bird?
Think that's
do you think you can take on any bird?
budgie? Pigeon? Yes.
Falcon.
Ooh.
I think
you can kill it
because yeah.
they got hollow bones.
Yeah, you just like...
Yeah. So the... Like, emu? Probably not. Ostrich? Probably not.
Flying birds? I think you're fine.
I'm not... under any delusion that humans are dangerous things. Like, when we're alone and we don't have tools around us, we suck.
Yeah, we do suck.
We
without
suck.
Tools, without a gun or a
yeah.
knife, like, what the fuck?
Like, we can make spears really cool. We can make knives fantastic, but without them, we are useless.
Yeah, we are
yeah.
pretty useless. Okay, let me move on to
next one.
My question.
Yeah.
I'll grab one. My question is... If you could go anywhere in the world, where would it be?
Good question.
Easy question. Egypt. I'll go to
Egypt
today.
Did you read The Alchemist recently?
Actually not.
Oh, okay.
I've read The Alchemist multiple times.
Yeah.
But I have a soft fascination. I have a big, like, insane, almost autistic level
okay.
of love
okay.
for, like, the pyramids. Like, how the...
You've never been there, eh?
No.
I
want to just see it. I just want to, like, walk around and be
yeah.
like, whoa.
And just think, like, how the hell?
Yeah, no,
did
I'll
they
just
do
be
that?
Like, I'll literally have a notebook and start like thinking of things of how they did it. Because there's like insane conspiracy. I don't know if it's conspiracy theories. I think that you, by today's time, you just call it theories.
Just theories.
It's just theories. Conspiracy just theories. Has a very bad undertone on it. Theory, I think there's a lot of theories on it. Because we don't know what's going on there, honestly. But I would go to Egypt today. I would book a flight today.
I think it's probably a really cool culture as well. Like if you want to do, I don't know, they must have awesome flea markets and cool things like that too. They must.
I think they have a unique culture, but I don't really give a shit about the culture.
You just want...
I want to see the pyramids.
Yeah. Apparently they have amazing scuba there.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Like compared to like Australia level stuff like that. Yeah, I heard also that.
I don't know where it is, but I've heard it's good. And one of my friends went there and just went lived on a houseboat for 2 weeks and just scubaed there. Apparently, so you know the pyramids are the place to go if you want to go to Egypt and you want to see the ancient Egyptian monuments, whatever. Apparently there's even cooler temples and things like that.
Luxor.
Yeah.
I would go to, there's like an hour flight away, there's a place called Luxor.
You've done the research.
No, I've planned the whole route.
Yeah.
Man,
was it
like
the Temple of Osiris? Or
probably something like that. Like, I'm not... Do you know what a trippy thing is?
Tell me.
They have... They found like...
Okay.
I wanted to say so many things at the same time. You know that.
It's all trying to converge into the same output.
So, yeah.
It got stuck in the middle.
I've previously talked about this, but the translation of how they figured out hieroglyphics... was from the stone called
the
Rosetta
Stone.
Exactly. Yeah. They actually have like, they claim that and it's now like Duolingo. It's like a Duolingo.
Really?
Called Rosetta Stone.
No
it's
way.
Like you learn languages from this website, but it was in.
Oh,
originally.
I thought they teach you hieroglyphics on Duolingo. That's what you're saying.
No, but there's a website similar to Duolingo that teaches languages called Rosetta Stone.
Okay.
And it's apparently really good. But they took like Greek and the hieroglyphics were there.
What was the one?
And
in
the
Greek?
Transportation, that was like in most of the big cities, you'd find Rosetta Stones. It was just called Rosetta because that was like a port city close to Egypt.
Okay.
And that's just where they found it. But there's multiple ones. Yeah. I'm pretty sure about that.
Did they all have the three same languages?
So it's...
I think Greek was one of them.
Greek?
Ancient Greek, maybe.
Hieroglyphics? And I want to say Sumerian, but I'm not sure.
Oh, maybe.
Because Sumeria was like the first culture. Sumeria was like the first civilization. Babylon, I should know more places, but Sumeria, it's like in Iran between the Euphrates and Tigris River. It's like two rivers.
Yes.
Between that was the first settlements that you would find. And that's...
How long ago was that? It's like more than 12 years, I would say.
12,000. Yeah. 12 years ago. 12 years ago, it's still
exactly.
Like a deserted Iran or
Sumeria.
Iraq. Yeah, Sumeria.
So do we have... This is very interesting stuff. The first writings, were they from Sumeria that we found? We'd have to do a bit more research. We can do that another time.
We can check it up. Where would you go?
Wasn't there a story...
like, what do you mean story?
Wasn't there the first ever story that we found was the Ballad of Gilgamesh or the Story of Gilgamesh? Look
that
at
is,
it.
Yeah,
see
yeah.
if that's Sumerian.
Yeah. Give
Gilgamesh the something of Gilgamesh.
I'll just the Epic of Gilgamesh.
Epic. There you go. The Epic of Gilgamesh.
Was Sumeria the first?
Civilization. Yeah. I think this is quite intellectual. It turned out well.
Oh shit. They're giving like pictures. Like look at this. This is how true this is. Imagine they built that in 4,000 years before Christ.
4000 BC.
Yes, Sumer is considered the earliest known civilization, emerging in southern Mesopotamia around 4000 years before Christ. It is recognized for its advancements in urbanism, writing, and governance.
Writing's a big one. Governance is huge, yeah.
However, yeah. Some scholars argue that other civilizations, such as ancient Egypt and Indus Valley civilizations, may have developed concurrently or even earlier.
Okay.
Aaron, interesting. Like, civilization just came at the same time. And
yes, actually, yeah. Like, it happened in multiple places around the same time. And this is also the only... Or, shall I say, this is the earliest one that we know of. Like, maybe there were more before that, and they were just lost to time.
The Epic of Gilgamesh was like...
Gilgamesh.
Gilgamesh. The Epic of Gilgamesh was the fight between two gods, right?
If my memory serves, I think it was a guy who tried to, like, cheat the devil somehow. But, yeah, I mean, I didn't read it, so...
No, of course. Yeah. I watch YouTube videos. Yeah, I go down deep
also
rabbit holes.
In Sumerian, so, or whatever language it's in. So that's very cool. That's...
Yeah, okay, this is... We are definitely getting here into a bit more of the outlandish things.
Yeah. There's
so
also
the Epic of Gilgamesh is an ancient Mesopotamian epic poem that follows the adventures of Gilgamesh, the king of Uruk,
yeah,
who's two-thirds divine, which means alien, and
one-third
human, and one-third human. And it talks about strange names.
That's it. You know, the divine? That, is that the Anunnaki theory?
Do you know Billy Bill Carson's? Bill Carson. Billy Carson. That's his name.
The name rings a bell, but who is he?
It's like Billy Carson is probably one of the most extreme sides of that whole Anunnaki theory and stuff like that, where he talks about apparently there's like a missing chapter out of the Bible.
Yes.
I have no idea what the name is. But this guy, he does like... No jokes. This is how deep I went.
Yeah.
This is how deep I went into the Egyptian travel. Billy Carson's does like... Every year he does a big tour of the whole of Egypt. And he like sort of goes through and he explains from all the research he's done what... happened.
Yeah.
What he thinks happened. What the nature and the landscape and everything around it, what he thinks occurred.
Okay.
And it's very, you know, very the Anunnaki.
Yeah. He's trying to figure out the narrative. Yeah.
Strange,
yeah.
Like definitely on the right side, conspiracy theory. This is not a theory.
This is conspiracy.
Missing.
It's not like what mechanism did we use to make the pyramids? It's like, were the pharaohs demigods? You know, it's like, just, can it be proved? We don't know. We don't know yet, at least.
A missing chapter of the Bible has been found, specifically chapter 11 and 12 of Matthew, from a 3rd century manuscript.
Okay.
Housed at the Vatican.
They must have so many other things in the Bible.
The text was recovered using ultraviolet photography.
What?
What? Right? Revealing verses that has been erased by a scribe.
Erased. Okay.
So it
but
was
Matthew,
chapters 11 and 12. Missing.
These are just chapters. It's not an entire book. Because they also had to, I think it was the Vatican, had to choose which books to put in the Bible. Now there's 66. If I'm correct, there might be more or less, whatever. There are the chapters that we have in the Bible. But there were other ones that were written, and the Vatican had to choose which ones to include and which ones to exclude. So there's a lot that we're not being told.
And they have all the information.
Yeah.
They have.
Yeah.
Because
they've got miles and miles of categories.
They just know everything.
Yeah.
Like,
there
guys
must be aliens in the Vatican City. Right?
Whoa.
Like underground there. They might have evidence of it.
That
don't you think?
Like, valid fucking point. Have you ever been to, like, the Vatican?
No. No.
When I was... This was way younger. I was like 13.
Okay, before you had any inclination to break into the catacombs.
Before I knew of the Anunnaki.
Yeah, okay, okay.
Before I knew of the missing chapters of the Bible, the Holy Script, like in the Vatican Library. What are you talking about? Anyway, the richness there in that square kilometer or
what
whatever.
Oh, like just the pure wealth that they
paintings and
probably just gold
sculptures and gold. They would have like carpets the size of probably like 10 by 10 and
like a sail.
The threads, yeah, like huge carpets, and like the material that was in it was like gold and silver infused. How you
like
do that?
Golden threads.
Golden threads were used to like pick it in. And this is just like you walk in and then you see that and you're like oh, this is $1 million.
Yeah. They stole this from somewhere.
Yeah, but like what is the worth of a painting?
That's a good question. Are you asking
like
logistically?
Let's say the Mona Lisa. How can you put a value to a painting? How can you put a value to the Screaming Man or like an old painting of Mary and Jesus?
Well, because paintings in particular, it's a very weird one. I had this conversation with Julia, my partner, recently, and we said, like, why? Or how? You know, paintings are just worth what you say they're worth. It's like stock. It's only worth what people are willing to pay for it. Doesn't that make sense?
Yeah.
So, like,
it's in the eye of the beholder.
Yeah. But then you go back and you see, like, Mona Lisa with who knows how many millions of people go see it every year or go to the Louvre specifically for that. Priceless, right? Has to be. The Vatican must have similar things.
I think they have so many riches. Mm. Okay, before we already exposed the Vatican.
Yeah. Let's move on.
Yeah, I'll grab the first one.
You go first.
We'll go.
And we can go less. We can go less Anunnaki on this next one. What was the question even that we derailed? mine's Bali. Okay, moving
Bali.
On.
Bali. Easy. We actually did pull this. If you could spend an evening with a historical figure, who would it be? Does it need to be historical from back in the day, or can it be like...
It must be like alive or dead today, anyone, right? And you can't say the Anunnaki.
Nikola Tesla.
That's a good one.
Nikola Tesla. I think he would have like some interesting things to talk about.
Okay.
Like just have a quick dinner with him.
I wonder if he's fun.
I don't think he's super fun. I don't think he's super fun. Like, it would probably... He's, like, one of those geniuses. Like, I don't think it would be fun
like
to hang out...
Like, talking to Sheldon Cooper.
Yeah. Like, he'll just, like, roast you about how stupid you are.
Yeah. Or he'll just start talking about something and you go... Mm-hmm. 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 He was English, was he?
I have no idea. Tesla. I just... What I've heard of him is that he went, like,
cool,
sort
right?
of... They called him crazy, but he would... do everything in 3, 6s, and 9s. Because
okay.
he believed like everything ran around those numbers. So
I was OCD.
Oh, super OCD.
Yeah.
Like Sheldon, knocking 3 times.
Yeah, oh, there you go.
Same vibes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Same vibes. Like just, you'd be Sheldon. You'd be Sheldon at a dinner table. So I don't think it will be the greatest conversation, but I'll like to pick his mind and be like, okay, how can you fix electricity? Or how can you make it more efficient?
Well, he figured it out, didn't he?
He figured
and then,
like radio waves and like so much technology that we have today. Microwaves probably as well. I'm not sure.
I don't know. About
he figured it out. He figured like most of a large portion of today's technology out.
And a lot of it was stolen as well by the guy that did the lights. What was his name?
Thomas Edison.
Very wealthy man. Nikola Tesla died in utter poverty because he didn't monetize his things. He didn't have a brain for the money. Just the super interesting, cool, life-changing, brainiac stuff, you know?
But not a good capitalist.
Yeah, but that's also
a lot of the stuff that he came up with couldn't be monetized. So that's why we don't have free electricity today. You know?
Interesting.
Exactly. You should look further into that because
yeah,
it's also
absolutely.
Very interesting. Yeah.
Well, what would you...
Was he English?
I think he was English.
He was
yeah.
English. Are we able to do people that...
Are still alive today?
That don't speak the same language as us?
Translator.
Okay,
translator. Anyway.
You know, let's stick to things we can do. I feel like Jesus would be a cool one, just to see if
that,
he's...
That's a historical figure.
Like,
that's
yeah, he did exist,
figure.
Right?
Yeah, he did exist, probably.
I think there's historical evidence that he existed. So, just like, if he's...
Do you
if
think
he is
Jesus
he
was
he is,
white? Do you think Jesus was white?
No. Do you?
No.
Yeah,
I think, like,
right?
Like, you know that image of Jesus of, like, this white man with long beard and
yeah,
long hair?
Yeah.
I don't think he looked like
that's
that at all.
Vatican is trying to push. Speaking of, we spoke about Egypt. You know how we don't hear anything from Jesus from when he's 7 or 11 until he's 33?
He went on a pilgrimage to Egypt.
To Egypt. And apparently he went to, like, the Himalayas and learned... I mean, this is all conspiracy theory, but he went and learned, like, Reiki, energy healing, and then he went back to Egypt, and, you know...
I would not be surprised by that.
That's a long way to walk. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my days.
And, you know, this is also, like, interesting thing I've heard. You know when Jesus, for 40 days, he needed to spend in the desert?
Yeah, yeah.
That was him... alone with the devil, pretty much.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
He was confronted by the devil and being tested by him.
Yeah.
Of how good his will is.
How strong he is.
Yeah. How strong
yeah.
his will is. I don't know how true that is because I was not Jesus, but I think, do you know what? Jesus might have, like, I think his life was
yeah.
insane. Like, from being seen as the Lord and Savior to getting kissed on the cheek.
Yeah.
Hanged.
Stabbed in the back.
Yeah, stabbed in
yeah.
the back, getting
crucified.
Hanged. Yeah. Waking up again and being alive, like,
what's up?
Yeah,
it's like your mate who goes, chunders in the bathroom, passes out, and then comes back to the party. You're like, no, you can't be here. What?
I saw the state of you, like, a day, like, 20 minutes ago.
You were dead.
He, like, opens the door, same
yeah.
as, like, Jesus rolling the stone away.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm back again.
Okay, wait. I'll change my answer to, you know who's a cool one? Sir David Attenborough. He must have some knowledge on him. He must have some crazy knowledge. But the problem with David Attenborough and Jesus... Oh, I'm going to get you cancelled. For even just having this conversation. No, I feel like they wouldn't be good dinner guests. You know who would be a fun person to have... What was the question? To have dinner with?
Yeah.
Yeah. A fun person to have dinner with would be... Jeremy Clarkson. I think he would be such a good one.
Sick. No, I
and
love
he's
Jeremy
clever.
Clarkson.
He's very clever. And he's been all around the world. And now he's a farmer. He must
have
be
you watched Clarkson Farm?
Yes.
Such a sick
I finished
series.
It recently.
So
yeah.
good.
So
I
good.
Love it.
Had
I
you
love
watched
it.
The season...
I watched season
whatever.
1 and season 2. I don't think I've gotten too far into season 2 yet. I still need to, like...
I don't know if there's 3 or 4 seasons, but, you know, it's hilarious, right?
It's so... But
it's
like...
It's funny and it's clever and you feel like you're learning things.
It's funny, clever, but in an idiotic way.
Oh, he's like...
He's like the smartest idiot
yes,
ever.
Yes, exactly. He's like, I know people have been farming for hundreds of years, thousands of years. But I, Jeremy Clarkson, with my magnificent intellect, have discovered a new way to do this. And he'll try it, and he'll cock everything up.
Yeah. And then he has it like the farmer
yeah.
that helps him, like that actually the young
guy. Catastrophic.
What is his name?
Caleb.
Caleb,
yeah.
yeah. Caleb is like, you
yeah.
probably like you ballin'.
You
ballin'.
Yeah.
yeah, like insane.
But so... Watch all of it. Really, really good.
Yeah.
Really funny, clever. And the other night...
He would be a great dinner, like, to have dinner.
He's hilarious on Top Gear and Grand Tour. Hilarious. And he has his own beer company, which is a big one. But recently, I was like, oh, you know what? I'm just going to watch an episode, have a bit of a laugh, and then go to sleep.
My word, I have not cried so much in a long time. And I'm not talking tears of joy. It was heartbreaking. I'm sitting there on the couch in a puddle of my own tears. You'll see when we get there. But they...
Don't spoil it to me. I didn't want to start crying.
They start a different kind of farming with animals, and it doesn't go super well for them for a little bit. And then they correct it in the end. But still, yeah. So... I haven't given too much away.
Yeah, it just sounds sad.
But every other episode is good. Should we move on?
Yeah. Grab yourself one.
A bucket list item that you would like to tick off now. You mean today? That I could do today? Or is it just the next one on my list that I would like to do?
A bucket list item that you've always wanted to do
that
you can tick off now. I think that's how it equates.
I want to go... We actually mentioned Bali. For the previous thing, I want to go to Bali or Thailand, and I want to go surfing, and I want to go spearfishing there.
Spearfishing.
Yeah.
That's... Oh, I went down deep rabbit holes the other day of spearfishing.
How cool does spearfishing look?
The sickest thing ever.
Oh my goodness. I want to go spearfishing and surfing in Bali. That's my bucket list right now. Yeah.
And but like, spearfishing is insane.
It's
like,
so cool what they can do.
Do you know it's... Apparently, it's better to do it that way, like spearfishing, than actually doing like net fishing or like catching fish via the net. Because
you can choose
what you are
catching.
Where
it's
indiscriminate. Yeah, it's not you just catch whatever gets in the net. That's how you get tortoises. That's how you get, I don't know, dolphins.
Like
or
dolphins
something.
And turtles and sharks.
Sharks.
And then they don't just throw them back in. They either kill them so they don't catch them the next time, or they just let them lie in there until they die. Yeah, and that wrecks ecosystems.
And don't you think it's like a struggle to like dive down? I like the challenge behind it. Like, I love hunting. Hunting is a soft spot for me.
Okay, I've never been hunting.
Ooh, I'm...
Yeah, I will go once in my life. I will go once.
It is an experience. But I think like... It's the same with fishing, like normal fishing.
I love fishing.
Like, you connect sort of with...
I don't think fish have brains. So I don't mind. Just take the thing, and then you eat it. But you have to eat it. Yeah.
Or release, catch and release.
Catch and release, or you must chow it.
Yeah, you can't just like catch a fish, let it die, and just like leave it. It's the same with hunting. I don't shoot to kill.
Yeah.
I shoot to make
Seriously
food
injured.
Out of it.
No, I'm joking.
Yeah. I shoot... To just like hit the hind limb and then like you shoot to kill, and then you make food out of it, and then you you can feed.
Oh my goodness, like 60 kgs of biltong and steak and mince and
burgers, sausages, the whole shebang.
Dude, I'm gonna tell you the funniest story. So you know, we were just talking about fishing and trawling with nets and things like that. I woke up this morning, and for those that don't know, Nathan and I had a few beers last night, and I woke up this morning, I looked at my phone, and what I had been looking up was ridiculous. It said, it was like, are jellyfish taking over the world? And then it's a whole scientific article, and basically, because we're overfishing and we're killing indiscriminately, so many of the predatory fish, so many of the fish that eat jellyfish are now dying. There's less of them. Over the last 10 years, the jellyfish numbers have like times 4, which is crazy. And with the way it's going, there's going to be more and more jellyfish and less fish.
But what do you do with jellyfish? You can't
Nothing.
Do shit with jellyfish.
You can't eat jellyfish.
It's water. It's like water-based sort of, I don't know.
Fish eat them, but I don't know how much nutrients they get out of them.
It's jellyfish.
It stings you. Yeah, and they sting you. But how weird is that? I woke up, check my phone, and it's like, are jellyfish taking over the world? It's Rue, you need to stop drinking.
No, I've had a few times where the rabbit hole just goes so deep. And you're like, what the fuck?
Is it my turn?
No, it's me answering the bucket list item.
Oh, yes. Yes, what's your bucket list?
I think my bucket list would be...
Have you got your bucket list on your phone?
I don't.
You should have it there and just like look at it every now and then. So you, at least this is what I do. Because then I'm like, oh, you know what? I want to go to, I don't know, Greece sometime. And then Julia and I went to Greece. So it's
and
cool.
And you just
like
tick it off and you actually make a list. Because
if you don't see it, you will probably like kind of go to the back of your mind and then
I would
deprioritize
probably
it.
Skydiving is on top of that list.
Skydiving is a very good
say.
One. I want to do that. You did bungee. You did the what's that highest bungee in the world?
Storms River.
Storms River.
Why did I only call it Blåbergstrand? Terrible. It's Storms River bungee jump. Yeah.
That one.
Yeah. That was insane.
Bungee. I've been bungee once, but I think it was a quarter of the height, the one you did. Feel amazing afterwards. The adrenaline rush. It's, yeah, I want to go again. But it's terrifying. I feel like jumping out of a plane would be so much better.
I think it's arguably
would
worse.
Love to do.
Because, like, you, let's say you, like, jump.
And then shoot.
Yeah. Disappear.
Yeah.
Like, if you go last, the person before you.
Yeah, gone.
Into the abyss.
Yeah, sucked
next
into
person
the,
jumps.
Sucked into the jet.
Into the ether.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
They just disappear. And then, like, later on, you're like, oh, yeah, here you are.
But you know what? It's also supposed to be your Jason Statham, like, Stallone moment. You're supposed to be the badass jumping out of a plane. But if you want to do it commercially, you have to be strapped to another dude. So
yeah,
you're just
so
sitting in this person's lap. And he's like, are you ready? Doesn't matter.
Yeah, you just like tag along.
Like,
I want to do like that
here.
Jump out and be like,
yes, right.
Let's go. That sounds sort of
like paratrooper.
Nice.
You got the gear on. They hit the green light. And you and 15 of your bras just run out.
That's
cool. That's badass.
Yeah, okay, that would probably be my bucket list item I would pick off now. There's probably better, but right now all
would
I
you
think
do that,
about is skydiving.
Would you do that in Budapest?
I would do that at like, at least it needs to be next to the sea.
Oh, that's a
like
good
Plett,
detail to
like
have.
Like Plett or like, I don't know. I don't want to say Dubai because Dubai, but like that would be pretty cool.
I feel like Dubai would be pretty cool too.
I think it would be insane the first time, but the problem is with Dubai is like after that, like what compares to like the palms? Like
you,
just full man-made islands.
From that? I'll tell you a cool story about skydiving. My dad, he's done, I don't know, 200 skydives or something.
So he can dive on his own now.
Yeah.
He got the license.
He started when he was 16. Okay. This was back in the day where they were like, one time someone else folded your parachute, then you jump. The next time you fold your own one and then you, like someone teaches you how, but then you just go and do it. So this was back in the day, back in the, what, the 70s, 80s. They had no laws then. They were
just like fronted up and like fuck in the bag.
Unruly. So he went and did, I don't know, 100 dives in like a year. So he can do all his solo dives and, you know, the free fall from 4,000 feet or something. He's done crazy dives. Never taken me skydiving once. How dare he?
Yeah. You just needed to start at like 16. You just needed like, he's just like, do it yourself.
I'm so scared of heights. Ridiculously scared of heights.
I think if you do it like once or twice, after that you'll sort of...
Yeah.
So I don't think the fear will disappear, but you'll be able to handle the fear. Or like push through that fear to like... You know, I'm extremely scared of spiders. Like I shit myself if I see a spider. But
I hope
as soon as I like sort of... like lock in and be like, okay, it's not that bad, Nathan.
Yeah.
It's not, and have a spider on my hand.
Did you ever do that for vet?
Oh no, hell no. They're not animals. They deserve to die.
They're demons.
Yeah.
And the world
isn't
big enough for both of us.
Demons.
Yeah.
They need to be
eradicated.
Yeah, they need to be elbowed. Like they needed to be drickest.
Yes, they need to be drickest. DDP'd.
Yeah, DDP. Coo coo coo. But I don't know where I wanted to go.
But I think you were saying,
yeah, so the fear can sort of like, the fear is only a thing until you've done it and you're like, okay, yeah, it's not as bad as I thought it would be.
That's
like the spiders on me. Yeah, sort of. Yeah. It's like the hard way of doing it. But
yeah,
once you get there, it's like, okay, I did not die having a spider on my hand. The second time I didn't die with a spider on my hand, I predict the next time, the third time, I won't die
with a spider in my hand.
Until you die.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
It's like,
until the demon decides.
Yeah, it's like Uno reverse.
Yeah. You have run out of luck today, my friend. No, I think skydiving would be really cool. Shall we move on to red?
Grab yourself a red one.
Let's get crazy up in here. A piece of advice you would give to your younger self. My younger self was a doofus. That's a good one. Have you thought about this before?
I've not reflected on it too much. I just wrote it down because it's a pretty, like, it's a pretty hard question to, you know, it's pretty deep. That's why it's on the hard side of it.
Shall we say how young?
I didn't even think about that, like, of age. I'm more thinking
But you know, like, an overarching theme in your life, I suppose.
It's like, what would you advise yourself being younger, being like, okay, moving forward, don't be such a dumbass in this aspect, I guess. I also need to think about this.
In my teenage years, I was very shy, and so this was like high school until university, and then university I just decided to recreate myself because you have that chance, which is really cool.
That's great.
So I was really shy, but I don't know if that, I think that held me back from things actually. So don't be shy, or ask more questions. That's a good one, because I'd always like sort of do things without knowing why, or just a bit of a yes man, like a people pleaser. You know what? I was a people pleaser. So I'd say to myself, stuff them. Like, who cares what they think? Just do whatever you want to do. Don't overthink it. I feel like that's a good one.
That is actually, I think a lot of people can relate on that. Because even me, myself, I'm like, looking back, what I find great is, I didn't know Rue before university.
Yeah.
So, like, thinking of you now, compared to you being younger, telling me...
I know, basically, like, the strong, handsome, like, just, like...
back in the day, confident. Be like this doofus. No,
I was like this shy kid,
Yeah, no, that's great. I think what I would tell myself is, it's probably not that deep.
Oh, that's a good one, yeah.
I go, like, very, like, overthink things a lot, and then I'm like something would happen, and it's really not that bad, like no one is actually thinking about it, but I go on that extra hour of like, I could have done this differently. Why the fuck, why didn't I say this, why didn't I say that,
and why did I never think about it?
Only you are thinking about it, sort of, but like, that's probably, do you know what this is? We deep enough in the podcast that, like, the listeners that are here, like, fucking, like,
you
heads
guys
up, like, you went through Anunnaki and everything. Like,
you guys have been buckled in.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
No, but I'll share a story that was, like, this, it was actually, like, it really, I think this was one of the first times when I went into Budapest, when I sort of, like, went alone, where I, like, burst out in tears, where I could, like, really started crying. So I turn 18. I'm like, okay, I can't really study in
SA, South Africa.
I can't study in Onderstepoort. Let me go try and make my dreams come true somewhere else.
Yeah.
I fuck over. It was not easy.
You were 18, dude.
It was not easy. Like, that first 6 months, I would say, was probably, like, one of... It was so tough, but, like, I never would tell myself it's tough, because I'm like, oh, but you wanted this.
Yeah, exactly.
So, like, you can't really complain. Yeah. You know, it's like, earlier, like, somewhere there was a meme of, like, healthcare workers coming home from work.
Yeah.
From the dream they, from the job they dreamed about. It's like this crippled, like, penguin is walking.
And, it's like, don't cry about this thing that you prayed for, you know, like you spend so much time dreaming about it.
Yeah. So now
you chose this.
So so now I'm choosing this and I'm like powering through it. I'm like surviving. And I think my dad sends me one day this image of like, it was me when I was like 13. Lighty holding up like
little
Nathan. It was called like the Verseker Beker or something. Yeah. It was like, like no, it was not even it was like a Konka rugby tournament or something. Okay. Like, we won something. Bullshit. It's nothing big.
Yeah.
I looked at that and I just started like thinking of me, like past me, looking at myself in the future. And I just started crying and I was like, I never would have expected that I ended up here. Like, who would have... If someone time traveled and told me when I was, like, that age, like, you are going to be here now and you're going to be trying to study...
Like, stop taking drugs, mister.
Yeah, I'm like, who is this? Stranger danger,
stranger danger.
Just start blowing my whistle.
Yeah.
And... No, it got me like really, really sad. And I was like, but in a nice way. It was like...
Happy sad.
It was like a proud almost.
Yeah.
Because it was like it's this weird mixture. But yeah, it was this weird mixture of like, I'm hating the life I'm living now.
Yeah.
Because I'm super isolated. I don't have any friends.
Was it during COVID?
Yeah. I didn't have even any worse. Friends. Yeah. I had zero friends.
Still
I was running my. I was running myself to death. That was the only coping mechanism.
Okay.
I was
just to
running
get outside.
Yeah. That was the only thing that got me outside. I hated running, but that was the only thing that got me. And like, you know, you miss family and you miss
especially
all
if you're
these 18. You miss special people in your life or like the close people in your life, and then you like. Think and you're like, you know what, I'm actually fucking proud of the decision. And like, it's probably a different life lesson I would tell myself when I was younger, but like, I would probably tell myself like, fucking just power through. Like,
like, we made it this far, might as well keep going.
We made it this fucking far. Yeah.
And look how well it turned out for you. Like, living a sick life now.
I personally we have a great friend group.
Yeah.
We have great fucking mates.
Boss mates.
We are studying something hard that not a lot of people would do.
Challenging and rewarding.
Yeah. Both.
Yeah, exactly.
Both. It's challenging and rewarding. I think we are living pretty healthy.
We're living pretty... Dude, we live a great life, actually.
I think if you compare it...
We can have beers when we want to have beers.
If you compare it to other people, like, if you need to compare... There's, like, this saying where it's, like... I would happily take my problems and take it home when I find out what other people's problems are.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I definitely butchered that one again.
But it makes sense.
Yeah, like, if you find out... You, like, look at your problems that you have and you, like... You know what? This is fucked. I'm so fucked up. I'm so fucked up. And then you look at someone else's and you're like, oh, but maybe I'm not as fucked up.
Because you're in your own little world and everything feels like your world's going to come crashing
but
down.
But if you do this.
Yeah, you just pull back a little bit.
Yeah, like, you're just like.
Wait, what?
Yeah. And then you like look at it and you're like, ah, oh, it can't be.
Like, oh. It's not that deep.
It's not that deep.
There you
bro.
Go.
It's not
I feel like that went full
deep.
Circle.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. That's a good one.
Yeah.
I'm so glad I didn't have to do COVID in Hungary, dude. Because I had the best COVID experience.
Can we talk about COVID? Can you talk a bit about COVID?
I don't know. Is it legal?
I think it must be legal.
It must
it's
be
free
legal.
Speech.
Yeah.
In a country of free speech.
In a free country. Yeah. Hit me.
COVID was a little bit of bullshit. Like...
bro, they went.
How was COVID for you? Tell me your process of how COVID was for you.
COVID started 2020. It got to South Africa.
It's like March or April.
Yeah, it was March 20. Whatever it was.
2020, definitely. 2020.
Yeah, but 2020, it was like March 23rd or something. I was on track to go to Barcelona or Palma, Mallorca, to go on the yachts. I'd like just finished my courses. I was doing experience. So I had 2 weeks experience lined up, and I was 1 week through it, and I was at the hostel I was staying at, and everyone was crowded around this one TV. I'm like, oh, I wonder what's going on here. I went and got a beer, sat down. They start announcing it on the TV. People burst into tears because they had to up and go home. Otherwise, they get stuck in South Africa. And that was a big thing for them. They had to go back to like Brazil, Portugal, the US, things like that. My plans were buggered up. But it wasn't that deep for me because I could just go home to my parents, you know.
Yeah,
so
it's not like world changing, but you had like a lot of plans.
I didn't have a job
or
anything, so I literally had to bum around for a bit.
I remembered I was at my dad's place or something like that.
Yeah.
And just chilling there, and the news broke out, and it was like, but it was like pretty hardcore. It was like
world shattering.
Yeah, it was
like zombie apocalypse.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
Like it comes from the news goes like, okay. Something broke out in China.
Yeah.
It started spreading more and more. Now it's in Italy.
Yeah.
Now it's like spreading.
Italy got wrecked.
Yeah. Italy got wrecked.
Yes.
Yeah. Italy got wrecked. That was like a huge news story. Italy gets wrecked. And it just like gets more and more intense.
Until the first one in the US, everyone was like, I mean, orange. Then it went to one in Switzerland, they were like, oh crap. Then one in the US. Then the whole world shut down.
And then, we went in like hardcore lockdown. It's like, oh, it might be like a week or two.
Months. No booze, no smokes.
No booze, no smokes. I was at my dad's house, just locked it. Just like locked in. You're like, okay, you're stuck here now for like a while. Luckily, like, I think people change over COVID. Like a lot of people, like, how can you not change? How can you not change?
Some people went from being extroverts to complete shut-ins because that's what they're so
what
used
about
to
if you were an introvert? Like already inclinated to an introvert.
Yeah,
they
loved
like,
it.
No humans.
Yeah. Wake up in the morning. Yay, I don't have to speak to anyone. I'm gonna mute my mute my laptop on Zoom meetings today. Chilling, underwear. You probably had a great time.
No, I hated COVID. I remember.
Where was your dad? Funabail.
Your Funabail. Yeah.
Not
I
a great place to be stuck, I think.
There was, the thing was like nothing was going on. Like, and even when I was, well.
Was it a
my
house?
Parents are split. So like my dad, like I was living with him.
Yeah.
And then I went over to my mom later on with like permission or something. Not even permission. We just like,
you
just like went over. But it was like a big fuck up wherever you went. Like you couldn't leave your house.
Yeah.
And the weirdest thing was like how they turned people on one another.
Yes. People started turning against each other. Because
they would snitch. If you would, if I would walk around in the neighborhood during like when the breakout just happened, someone would call the cops and be like,
and they give you fines.
Yeah, no, 100%. 100%. Like, oh, someone is walking down the street.
Yes.
Someone is in the sunlight.
Exactly. Someone is breathing fresh air. Get him.
Yeah. And like, they literally turn people on each other. Like, it's actually like insane. And then somehow I decided, okay, I need to go to Hungary now.
Like, let's go get locked in Hungary.
Yeah. Like, fucking stupid. And I needed to get the vaccine.
Yes.
But they did not.
You need three, didn't you? Or maybe at the time.
Well,
it was just
initially,
the one.
I just needed to get one. But, okay, sure. Vaccine, fine. Let's get it. I needed to get special permission because I can't catch a flight without a vaccine.
Yes.
And they weren't releasing vaccines for my age group yet.
Yes, you're right. Yeah, yeah.
So I needed to like contact government official. I mean, yes. Like I need quick access to this.
Yeah.
Get my vaccine, and I remember that first flight, bro.
Was the dad was on it, or was it? Oh, masks and
that first like, flight.
Walk around and
that first flight to.
Where did you fly?
Budapest. I think I flew like either Qatar or Turkey.
Oh, Turkish.
Istanbul.
Yeah,
Istanbul
yeah.
Around. Probably Istanbul.
Okay.
And there was like this old lady sitting next to me. But it was so weird because everyone was jammed next to each other. No, everyone's jammed next to each other.
Masks.
And it was mask, of course.
But it's so
and it was
productive being
the paranoia. The paranoia you can feel in the whole flight.
It's palpable.
No,
you could have got it with a spoon.
You like, you know when you like rub your feet on a mat and
yeah.
Like static, and it was static.
It was ready to explode.
Yeah. And of course, it's like a 16-hour flight, so you need to eat sometime.
Yeah.
You need to eat sometime.
And then you have to take your mask off.
And you take the mask off and then you eat.
And
the awkwardest thing fucking ever, because like this old lady next to me who wants to eat. I want to eat.
Yeah.
And you're like,
yeah.
Did you just sneeze? It's like, it was so whack. Like COVID
you have
was
to eat like
such
this. And if you have to cough?
No, you couldn't cough.
Yeah.
It is.
Imagine.
If you coughed in that flight, I think you might have been kicked out. Like, it was like one of those.
The fast way out as well. No parachute.
Sure, buddy.
There you go, skydiving.
Yeah.
Free skydiving.
It's like getting spiked. Free drugs.
Yeah.
Well. Like free
skydiving. Yeah.
No, insane.
I got so blessed with COVID. You're gonna hate me for this. So, we lived in Imtanzini, tiny, tiny little town. Half the town is essentially an estate, like it's called an estate, but it's just a bunch of houses behind a fence, whatever. In our estate, there was no one patrolling, there were no cops, like the security guards would do patrols, but my brother and I, actually for the first few months, my brother was in Pretoria in his flat. I think he just played PlayStation the whole day, but I was there. We don't have fences around our houses because it's like a nature estate. There's
that's nice.
Bambis walking around, like impalas walking around, and there's some water buck and reed buck and things. So I just jump on my motorbike, go down to the river, go fishing. I was chilling. I take my dog and everything.
And the rest of the people?
Like this.
And the rest
no, everyone people? Else was paranoid. But I will tell you, it was illegal, but surely they can't retroactively get us. Also, we're not in South Africa.
No.
But we would just, like, walk to each other's houses. Sometimes we'd do it after dark. And then you feel like a criminal. Because every time a car goes past you, stick up to a wall. Or you, like, hide behind a tree. You know, you dive into a bush. In case they do catch you and they complain. We'd go and have parties at people's houses and play pool. It was, COVID was awesome for me, dude.
And did you ever get COVID?
I suspect that I got COVID, but I got tested. The two times I suspect that I got it, test came up negative. So I'm COVID free to this day. But I have had the vaccinations. But the first time I got it, quote unquote, was before the first vaccination. So no, COVID free. Have you had it?
Yeah, I definitely had it a few times.
Scandal.
Yeah, scandal.
Yeah.
Scandal. No, but it was
scandal.
Like not that bad. I think.
It's not that deep.
Not even, yeah, it's not that deep. Maybe a week.
Deep.
Not even a week. Like, I'm pushing it now.
Yeah.
A week of being sick, finished. Finished.
But a week, like, you don't get the flu for a week. You know what I mean? You get the flu for 2 days.
Yeah. Like, I'm already pushing it now. I'm
already
pushing it now.
But you know what?
It's
not like bedridden
not
for a week. It's just coughing and...
Yeah, feeling a little bit
crappy.
Cock.
Yeah.
But I have a friend...
I felt so cuck after
still,
the vaccinations.
Who still can't, like, smell properly.
Yes, I've heard of that. And
he's like, he still till this day, he can't, he lost his like smell, his sense.
And he still
smell.
Doesn't have it.
No, he, like, if people tell him, oh, these bacon and eggs are smelling amazing.
Yeah.
Like, what are you talking about?
No
like, is there
way.
Bacon and eggs going on? Like, imagine losing your smell.
What we used to do in school is you'd rip one silently and you'd say to your mate, oh, do you smell that? And then they'd take a big sniff. Oh. they smell what you're putting out.
Yeah, yeah.
So
he's like,
he doesn't have that. Yeah.
Oh, I smell nothing.
Yeah,
no, sorry, bro.
He's like, bacon and eggs. Wait, what was it again? My dad, when he was 3, he was buggering around on a bar stool or a desk chair or something, spinning it, and wiped out, broke his nose. He still can't smell anything since he was 3. Yeah, so you obviously wreck the, what is it, the something nerve for smelling, one of the cranial nerves.
Olfactory
nerve.
Yeah, olfactory.
Yeah. Cranial nerve 1,
yeah.
I think. Yeah, cranial nerve 1. So it just wrecked the olfactory nerve. He can smell.
He's such nerd.
Yeah.
Such fucking nerd.
I love it. Yeah. So he can only smell it when it's horrific. You know, like, he'll often say, we'll be driving in the car, and one of us, like, hell, some boys, will rip one. He'll hear it, and he'll go, ha, good one, and carries on driving. And then he'll go, oh, you know it's bad if even I can smell it.
It's like,
that's my bully. Love him.
Oh, no, that is...
Is it your turn? I don't think you've done a red one, have you?
I don't think I've done a red one.
Well, do your red one.
I'll do the last red one,
yeah.
And then...
I think that was an excellent session.
Woo!
Was it deep? Am I going to cry?
Biggest red flag in a person.
Ooh, not even like a significant other, just a person.
I would say a date. I think that was what I was trying to...
Okay.
Or even, yeah, person, same thing. The ability to not be a good listener.
Wait, what? I wasn't listening?
Dude.
I'm just joking. Just messing with you.
Yeah, like,
come on,
touche. I did not catch that. I did not catch a joke. I was ready to, like, re-say it.
Yeah. Okay, so you're saying if you're with a person and they're just focused on themselves.
No, not even necessarily that. Like, let's say we have a conversation.
It doesn't sound...
And then later on,
yeah.
We have another conversation. But we re-have the conversation, but you don't remember any part.
Because you actually weren't actively listening. You were kind of just replying.
Yes.
Yeah.
You were sort of just like coasting around in that. And I think that's fucking...
irritating.
Okay. So lying, you can sort of see through. Like there's a pattern. You can lie to a certain extent where you get caught.
Yeah, you
and
also
like,
make a mistake.
You can only be
yeah.
such a good liar. Like, the memory of people lying is not that good.
Yeah.
But,
it's much
like,
easier to tell the truth.
Yeah, I can, like, sort of see through that. So, lying is not that bad
for
me.
How many people have lied to you on dates? Like,
no, but I just know they're liars.
Who hurt you?
No, but I mean... You made it sound super deep now.
I'm just messing with you. Okay.
No, but a green flag for me is someone who is a good listener.
Yeah.
So, of course, if you are a bad listener, that leads into big red flag.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Or not, do you know what a weird red flag for me is?
Hit me.
If you are not a good cook.
Not a good cook?
I've seen ladies
yeah.
where they present me a meal.
Jack.
They present me a meal.
Yeah.
I taste it and I'm like probably the week after that I stopped talking with them.
Yeah.
No, yeah, it's just finished now.
Just
finished.
Not even subtly. Like,
no,
this is why cancelled.
No. I would probably not tell them
yeah,
why they got cancelled.
Not exactly like that. But how are they gonna get better, Nathan? How are they going to fix that? Surely they'll pick up.
No, like, that is a skill that needs to be built into you. Like, you need...
Your
not
mama has to teach you.
Yeah, like,
yeah.
You need to at least have a certain level of cooking skills.
Yeah.
If you don't have that level of cooking skills, what the fuck are you doing?
Julia's mom... This is hilarious. Julia's mom wrote her a cookbook... and put photos of things she has cooked, and she got it printed, like professionally printed, so and gave it to Julia as a gift. How awesome is that?
That is a unique gift.
she needs to start using it, actually.
Wink, wink.
Yeah. I'm not saying you're a bad cook. I'm just saying I like free food. So, yeah, I'll be your test dummy. What was the question?
Biggest red flag. Yeah.
I feel like cooking's not a bad one because it can say quite a bit about a person. Or like maybe the upbringing, relationship with their mom.
I'll drop a few names. There was. I won't drop a name. I won't drop a name.
Aliases. Okay.
Turkish woman.
Good or bad?
Bad cook.
Bad cook? Really? I'm surprised by it.
Could not continue on.
Maybe you just don't like Turkish food.
No, it was like pasta or something. It's like something
what?
Basic. It was like,
that's quite hard to stuff up pasta.
Yeah, like make a shit pasta. Like
it comes in a bag.
Like how hard can it be? And then it was like bad pasta and I'm like, okay, moving forward from this, it's probably not going to get better.
Okay.
So, no, the thing is, the standard is, if I can cook better than you...
I feel like that's an appropriate thing. Yeah.
Then, cheers.
I've made some good dinners for dates. Like, you put a lot of effort into it because you want to...
Yeah, you want to present something.
Present well.
Yeah.
So, if you cock up on the first one, like, the rest is going to be even less energy.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
For you?
I have one, and I would say if a woman or any person I'm around, if they're a dick to serving staff, like if they're a dick in general, like that's but it's quite cliche, but if you're a dick to serving staff, oh man, it drives me nuts. Like it's not the waiter's fault the food is taking long, you know what I mean? It's not the waiter's fault that it's overcooked. Don't be a nightmare to be around.
That's so true.
Just be a nice person.
That's so true.
I've been on dates with chicks. And I, you know, when you go pay the bill, I'm like, dude, I'm so sorry. I will never speak to her again. Like, I'm going to drop her home and that's it.
So I go, for the boys. No, but I agree with that. Like, you can't do wrong with being a little bit nice. Like,
it costs you nothing.
It does cost you nothing. It's for free.
It's
for free.
So for free. It's the most for free thing in the world.
And now you are actively deciding to make this person's life hell.
Yeah. Why are you also deciding to have more anger? Like, you could also decide to not take it that deep. It's not that deep. So, like it's... I heard such a funny thing, and I'm going to butcher this as well. But it's like, whenever you fart, you have the choice... to think it's hilarious or to be grossed out by it. So if you choose to be grossed out by farts, you're choosing to have less joy in your life.
True.
Right?
So true.
So
they're very...
If your girlfriend, your mom, or someone is grossed out by your farts, you're like, come on. She's like, this is your choice.
No, but
we can laugh about this.
We can laugh. How the turns have tabled.
Yes, exactly. Oh, well,
yeah,
how the turntables. Yeah.
No, but I mean, with boys, with a fart, like it's sort of...
Oh, it's so funny. It's so funny.
But men is just men.
I'm on a group chat, and it's called Serotonin Rising, and it's in the description, it says, no one's allowed to send texts. You can only send voice notes. And it's only,
it's your fart.
It's only voice notes of farts. And there's one pinned to the top who's the champion fart. And it's hilarious.
It's just like this old man that ripped fucking most
of the... I don't
even
know these guys on this crew. I got added through a friend of a friend. And it's awesome. I love it. I'll play some for you afterwards.
I'll play some for you now.
I'll pull up Serotonin Rising.
Yeah, okay.
I'll just play one.
Yeah.
And then we can leave it at that.
The end of the fun. That's good vibes only. We are choosing.
Purely the...
No,
best
but I want the pinned one. I want like the most...
It's 19 seconds long. That's a long one. I haven't heard it in a while. Let's hear it. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening to the pod. Let's end on this.
On a very wet note, I would like to say thank you again for another Good Vibes Only podcast.
Thank you very much.
The Good Vibes Only podcast. See you guys next week. Thank you, Ruth, for joining. And
we had a great night.
Yeah.
So go listen to the other podcasts.
See you guys next week.
Deal.
Cheers.